This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's largest teachers union says that until certain demands are met, there should not be in-person learning this fall and that schools should operate remotely. Amy Baca-Olert is president of the Colorado Education Association. She says the union's teachers want more clarity on health protocols and more transparency on what's driving decisions.
There's a whole lot of unanswered questions, and I think that is a big part of what's causing the anxiety and the fear that educators are experiencing right now.
Boulder County plans to put together a task force with members from diverse backgrounds and communities most affected by COVID-19. That includes Latinx and Black residents, as well as those with disabilities and people experiencing homelessness. Officials say the group's input will help inform strategies and actions taken in response to the pandemic. Some residents west of Boulder have the nation's biggest greenhouse gas footprints, at least when they're at home. CPR Sam Brash reports on a new study on climate change and inequality.
The study analyzed over 90 million housing units, and it found richer Americans tend to have a bigger impact on the climate than poorer people. That's largely because they have bigger houses. If people live in colder states like Colorado that get lots of power from coal, also like Colorado, the impact is even bigger. Researchers found those in the 80510 zip code have the biggest impact in the country. That area includes Allen's Park, but it does not include towns closer to Boulder. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.